independence.
Look in your wallet and say, oh man, I gotta go for the change jar. I'm gonna have to go to that Coinstar thing and dump it in. I need more money. That seems to be the rallying cry. Hey everybody, what a way to start this show. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, we have some interesting guests this hour that include my pal Don Wiskin, who is lucky that he's still walking above the ground, as he says, so many people in his family dying of heart attacks and artery problems and whatnot, that he knew his career as a roofer was over at 43, and he had to find a different way. He's going to tell you all about Extendivite, something I completely believe in. Besides the conversation with Don, we're also going to talk on the health note to a specialist, Dr. Silverstein, who is going to tell us about what's happening with kidneys in relationship to so many people who are coming up with diabetes, who now have diabetes, the disease and hypertension and what that leads to, and transplants and dialysis, and how you can avoid a similar situation. So, you know, your kidneys and your heart, basically. And also, this is like a health potpourri. Also, you know, as you have this laser vision thing going on, which was me for most of your life, and then suddenly you turn a corner, you know, you hit your mid-30s and beyond, and you're not seeing so good. Seems like you were like a laser beam. You could see all the way down the beach. You could see across the bridge. You could see across the field up above the corn in on your spread, and suddenly that's not happening. So you do this eye doctor thing that you've been spared for such a long time, and then you get hookered and snookered and everything else, and it costs you a bloody fortune, and you scratch the glasses, dump the glasses while you're mowing the lawn or doing a million other chores, and it's a hassle. So we're going to talk to a guy who has a company that is just amazing what they're doing with eyeglasses, and the affordability and the quality is so awesome. A buddy of mine introduced me to them, and they're actually doing this thing, and I don't want to spoil the whole thing, where you can go to you'll eventually be able to go to a vending machine, it's already happening, and get your prescription eyeglasses for less than $100. It's kind of like if you ever traveled ever, and you start to look around the airport, even a medium-sized airport, probably even some of the small airports, because technology has become so big, whether it's an iPhone or some computer device you're using or whatever it might be, you notice when you're in the airport, you can get them. You can actually go get the cell phone, whatever. You can get all the things you need for iPhones or Androids out of a vending machine. And so vending machines for products have become bigger. While the soda machines are all over the map, sometimes you can find them, sometimes you can't. Let me tell you, the whole product thing, especially with technology, has really, really taken off. All right, speaking of taking off, as I mentioned, it's all about mo money. When I talk about the buzz in your backyard, it's about the wine. How big is your wine? Are you constantly every day kvetching about your situation and then scared to death at what you're seeing that might come down the road with this fiscal cliff and tax cuts and what's going to expire and what you're going to lose in checks and all that kind of stuff? So on the heels of that, you have John Sununu, the former governor of New Hampshire, coming out and taking a smash at Obama, saying that, here we go again. This guy knows nothing about the economy, and he's not even American. So then he apologizes for the American part and explains how he doesn't understand entrepreneurs and the basics of what capitalism is, And that now has become huge. Do you understand the middle class? Do you understand the basics of capitalism and small business? Somebody who is trying to be the hero of the middle class and was in 2008 with Hope and Change, that would be our President Barack Obama, he's pushing that, listen, I'm the middle class guy. I'm the one that leads you to the promised land because I get it. Take a listen.
That's been our history. When middle class folks are doing well, and those striving to get into the middle class are doing well, everybody does well. Sometimes it's fashionable among the pundits to say, well, America's in decline or our best days are behind us. You hear that periodically. This isn't the first time we've heard that about America. And I could not disagree more.
There's some people that disagree with the president. Ben Bernanke talks about a recession that's likely if the Bush tax cuts lapse. Here's Bernanke talking about the GDP and where we're headed.
After rising at an annual rate of 2.5% in the second half of 2011, real GDP increased at a 2% rate in the first quarter of 2012, and available indicators point to a still smaller gain in the second quarter.
So, unlike the FDA approving a magic diet pill, there is no magic bullet to fix the U.S. economy. And that's what Bernanke is finally saying, that there's nothing that this is going to suddenly magically appear. This on the heels of a chamber study that says the U.S. would lose 710 jobs if the tax cuts expire. So you have Bernanke saying, oh, we're toast, but we're going to definitely be blasted into a massive recession if these cuts go away. And then the chamber says, well, you know, we're going to lose close to a million jobs, maybe more than 710,000, if these tax cuts are gone. So we're back to the whole Band-Aid thing again. What, you know, we're talking about the chamber saying the Republicans got it right, that the economy would shrink by 1.3% if the tax cuts were gone. So, and that's the jobs that would fall apart. So that'd be about $200 billion. And that's if the tax cuts for high earners were allowed to lapse. So Obama called on Congress last week to pass a one-year extension of the cuts for the married couples making less than $250,000 a year while letting rates go up for the people who earn more than that. But the higher taxes will have significant adverse economic problems or effects in the long run, and we know what this is. I mean, we keep hammering the same points over and over again. Employment, investment, lowering the output, the real after-tax wages when the revenue is used to finance additional government spending. And this is the Chamber of Commerce, the largest U.S. business lobby. It's their report that was issued on behalf of the independent community bankers. Then the reports say they use Ernst & Young's economic model to look at the long-run effects of an increase in top tax rates, and they didn't say over what time period the job and economic losses would occur, but they said it would definitely happen. Ugh, more doom and gloom. So we're going to give you some hope that you can count on when it comes to health and other things next on America Tonight.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. In this edition of It's Your Business, have you ever been shopping for eyeglasses? Did you fall over backwards when you realized how much they cost? Did you get confused when you were asked about the different frames, the tortoise frames, the aquamarine frames that look perfect on your face, and then you, before you knew it, had glasses that were $4,000? I actually had a friend that happened to. She was picking out glasses for her mother, and they were, said they were just perfect. It's exactly what she wanted. Of course, there's danger in that, going to get your mother's glasses thinking you have the right prescription. But here's the thing. We know that there's a better way to do this. We know that there's a crazy wild markup in between, and we get it. Listen, I'm all about capitalism, but at the same time, it's off the charts. There has to be an easier way. Well, we found someone who is making it much easier. Very excited to introduce you to Doug Barnes. He's in our virtual green room right now. He's not trying on any glasses, I know, because he has total access to them. And he's with iMart Express, his little brainchild. Hey, Doug, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks, Kate.
So, you know what I was just describing there? That's kind of what people will report. I'm not saying that every experience is a bad experience, but there's a lot of confusion even in picking out glasses. And then the cost factor, what you're getting in return, what's the contract mean, and all that other kind of stuff. And you've created a much easier way. And one of the cool things that you do is these kiosks that you have where you can actually go. Now, this happened to me. I had, like, laser vision, so I wasn't used to the whole eyeglass thing, Doug. And picture this, I'm off
somewhere on a trip. I think it was New York doing a broadcast remote for America Tonight. Lost my glasses. What am I doing? I don't have a prescription in my back pocket. I don't know. And it was really a big hassle. Of course, we solved the crisis, but it turned into a little mini crisis. Well, you're solving that with these kiosks that you have up, vending machines, so to speak. They are vending machines where you can actually go and get the glasses. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so what we are is we've been in the eyeglass business for 37 years. Dr. Barnes, my father, really started iMart Express. And so iMart Express was always made and engineered for having great quality eyeglasses at an affordable price. So we're in 32 states. We sell about 2 million pairs of glasses a year. We're the sixth largest eyeglass retailer in the U.S. We had the concept or the idea of what would it take to be able to cut out the middleman, cut out the labs, cut out the doctor, cut out everything and just really deliver a high quality pair of eyeglasses. I mean, these are really, when I say a high quality pair of eyeglasses, how do you really distinguish what is high quality? People have always kind of said, well, you look at the frame, you look at the brand. Well, what we do is we look at the lens. And there's three major things that you want to look at. You want to look at the cut of the lens, so the design, how it's actually produced. You want to look at the material of the lens, and you want to look at the coating of the lens. And most people will do the cut, like say, for example, if it's in a mall or the retailer, they'll actually do it in store. And so what we've kind of figured out is we figured out what is the highest quality cut, what is the highest quality coating, and what is the highest quality material. And we figured out how to source it to the point where we can deliver it at an affordable price.
So you summed that up for us brilliantly. So as you start to get these kiosks out there, I can only imagine what the reaction will be. And is it, once you know what you'll have a code, you'll know what it is, how is that ultimately going to work?
Yeah, so we've partnered up with a few different pharmacies, and we're starting to experiment actually with the military and with the Navy. If you can imagine someday where we actually might have a remote eye exam where somebody could actually put their eyes into some machinery, doctor remotely, even if they were, say, on an aircraft carrier in the middle of the ocean, as long as they had an internet connection, we could actually remotely get them an eye exam and then produce the glasses and have all of that, a seamless experience where they can actually physically try on the frames. You know, people, what they try to do is everybody's always trying to figure out how to sell eyeglasses for less. And there's people online that you can go to buy, but going back to those three points, you really can't get the right cut or the right design, you can't get the right materials, and you really can't get the perfect coatings that you need. So with the kiosk, our goal was to try to make it accessible. Everybody wants to try on the glasses, and you don't really want to have to wait a week to try on the glasses or a week to get your product or even 2 weeks and even upwards to a month. So we partnered with Rite Aid. Currently, we're testing in Baltimore, Maryland. We're in Pittsburgh. We're in Philadelphia, we're in Portland, Oregon, and Boulder, Colorado, in some of the Rite Aid locations. And so you come in, you actually see the frames that we have. We've got 72 frames that are on display. You can try them on. And then you go to the touch monitor, enter in all your information. You enter in your prescription. You have to have your prescription from your doctor. And then we have an option of a brand new lens technology. We've partnered with a Japanese company that's kind of produced the state-of-the-art lens that's available today. That's just been on the market for about a year, kind of the difference between a high-definition television and a standard-definition television. You know, kind of once you go to high definition, you really never want to go back. And that's the experience that our patients are having whenever they buy from our kiosk. So we've brought the frames to people in the convenience. We've brought it to them at a price that they can afford. And we're able to deliver on that with a really high quality and a pretty good turnaround time.
Wow, and so the goal is, well, obviously you're a business, so the goal is to be everywhere you can possibly be, but internationally as well?
Yeah, we actually have partnered up with another group that wants to take us to South America and even China. You know, with the labor being a little less expensive, it would be a different model where we could actually have a person there working at the kiosk to actually help people answer questions. And so we're actually testing that concept right now, which is we're in our home base of operations in Dallas, Texas, and in four Dallas malls here locally, we actually have what I guess you would call a kiosk, but it's a little bit more than that. It's 8x10 or 10x10 feet, so it's about 100 square feet, and it's right smack dab in the middle of the hall. And so we actually have a person who works there from the entire mall hours, will help you with all your questions, answer questions about frames, and look at your prescription and help you with it. And in some cases, we can actually just take your eyeglasses without a prescription and measure your prescription from your current eyeglasses if they, if they're working well for you. And so you go to the mall, for, you know, a fraction of the cost of what people would charge. You know, you can get a pair of eyeglasses for $38.
Sure.
You can get a pair of glasses for $10 if you really
sure.
look for it. But you're not going to get the quality that you need.
Yeah.
You know, when we want to get good quality, and when I say good quality, I really mean the best quality that's out there. I mean, you cannot mm-hmm. get any better than the product that we're offering. We're offering it at a price of around $99.
Mm.
So you're able to, yeah, if you're able to get it for the single vision or progressive, and that's really what it comes down to. So when you're buying glasses as a consumer, you want to ask those three important questions. What kind of coatings am I getting? And you're looking for a good anti-reflective coating. You want to know what kind of material it's made out of. You want a very clear material. And then the last thing is, how is this cut? Is it cut standard or is it cut digitally? And the new digital equipment that's coming out really gives that enhanced clarity, kind of like going from standard definition to high definition.
Yeah. Now, do you foresee this as, I mean, you know what's going to happen, and of course, it's always about being first to market, and it sounds like you're really getting there and have probably checked out the competition, because you can imagine, you know this, Doug, once you start rolling these out, more people are going to try to do the copycat thing, but I guess the ultimate deal would be the quality and what you're saying, things to look for, the coating, the cut, all that stuff, correct?
Yeah, exactly, and we've kind of caught our competition off guard. I mean, they know us from our brick-and-mortar iMart Express stores, which we also go by Vision Express and Vision Mart Express. But when we showed up inside of the Dallas malls, and in one mall, we were literally 20 feet away from the entrance of, I'm going to say it's a major competitor, they were shocked to see us. And to figure out that it was us, iMart, flying under the name DB Vision, like Doug Barnes or Dr. Barnes, DB Vision, they were pretty shocked. They didn't know what we were doing. And then when they saw that we were actually selling a product that they couldn't carry, literally the quality of product that we have is better on the production cut, better on the material, and better on the coating. The coating is so scratch resistant. And when you think about a pair of eyeglasses, I mean, everybody after about 5 years, you know, if they need a new prescription or not, your glasses get so scratched and so dirty that you almost just need to replace them anyway. Well, our coating, we're not shooting for having customers come back every 5 years. We're shooting for customers to be happy with their glasses for 10 years. So our coating is actually 2 times to 3 times more scratch resistant than even glass. It's the highest rated scratch resistant lens on the market. So all of the coatings, all of the materials, everything that we've got, it can't compete with us. And then our price is about a fourth of the price.
Yeah.
So we've been met with heavy resistance. We've been asked to move. We've had people try to defame us. But ultimately, as soon as the customer gets that quality of product in their hands and in front of their eyes, you just can't go back. I mean, it's one of those life-changing things where it's almost as life-changing as when you first put on glasses for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no kidding. I'll have to check it out. Let me tell you, I'm the queen of the scratch, so I know all about that. And you heard my woes in the whole New York City thing. So what a great story that is. Continued success, Doug Barnes, iMart Express. Good luck, and we'll talk to you again down the future.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist, the blacksmith in their art, they forge their creativity closer to the heart.
Bypass surgery, clogged arteries, a life supported by massive prescription pills to keep your heart going. All things that I certainly don't want to hear about in my life. That's why I'm continuing this Heart Healthy campaign. Our pal Don Wiskin joins us each and every week here on America Tonight. We're talking about Extendivite and what a game changer this has been for so, so many people. And he certainly has seen it, and I'm starting to see this all over the place when we're talking about the ingredients in it and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, Don experienced this because so many of the people in his life, so many people so close to him, died with heart problems. Don, once again, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate you continuing this campaign with us.
Well, I'm really glad to be here.
Of course. I know you said that to me. You know, if people could hear the conversations off the mic, I think they would love it. Someday I'm going to do a book on that. And that's one of the things you said. I said, how's it going today? And what was the response you said to me?
I don't remember, but I think it was something like, I'm here, I'm alive, I'm on this side of the soil. But
exactly, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Because you remember, you took that walk, and people that have called the show are so interested in that because it's the fear that you don't want to have to take that walk where your wife drops you off, you're walking into the hospital, and because of what's going on in your mind of family members and people you know that have died with heart problems after having bypass surgery and all these other things, you literally are scared to death, and that really sent your life in a different direction, didn't it?
Well, absolutely. You know, it's real easy to die. I mean, dying is the easiest part. I mean, a lot of people die with heart attacks. They happen. They don't get help fast enough. They die. But living is the hardest part,
mm-hmm.
because now you're disabled or you're not able to do anything for a while. Or as one of my friends who just had triple bypass says, he does not wish the pain of having his chest cracked open on anyone. You know, they walk around for days with a pillow holding it up against their chest because they don't want to breathe. They don't want to do anything. And I think to myself, God, you know, you just had a heart attack. What the heck are they doing? But, you know, it's strange how things happen. And, you know, living afterwards is one of the hardest things because now you've been compromised and now you're aware of it. And now the fear is greater than it ever was before because you know that you can't do the things that you need to do to pay the bills sometimes. And that's rough. I mean, that is really rough when, you know, the dreams that you had for your life are all of a sudden changed. And that's the way mine were. I mean, I was supposed to go on disability. I had lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue. I couldn't even pick up an 80-pound bundle of shingles and put it on my shoulder and carry it up a ladder. And, you know, I was 200 pounds plus. I can carry things. I don't have a problem with that. You could probably put a harness on me and I could pull a bus even today. But before, during that time, I couldn't.
So after the 35% damaged tissue, after that happened, you know, that's when we've talked about this. You were on some pills. You were doing what the doctors were telling you, but it wasn't the right thing, really. It sent you in a different direction where you started looking at alternatives. You reached out, and then you found the alternative, and we talk about it, Extendivite. And what did you see happen with that damaged tissue afterwards?
Well, you know, it was a funny thing, Kate, because it didn't happen right away. I started taking the pills, and I started going through, you know, some exercise and some diet changes. And you know, I was really evaluating my life. But when, you know, I had been on the drugs and medication, my heart attack was in June, and I didn't really start this stuff until, like, March of the next year. So I had all of this time to experience what it was really like to be 43 years old and looking at disability for the rest of your life when you'd been self-employed. But as I started taking the drops and I was, you know, going down the road and trying to walk, I noticed tingling and stuff on top of my head. It was kind of like, you know, blood was getting into areas and back up to the surface. But I didn't really notice anything until, oh, it was August, and I started getting some chest pain. And I went to my doctor and said, you know, I've got this poking chest pain. And she said, well, let's get you in for some tests. And the test showed that I had blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue, and that's what was causing me the pain. And hearts never rebuild themselves, according to what they said back then, and, you know, in 1999.
Right.
But, you know, we've proven them wrong, and we've done even more than, you know, rebuild hearts. But that's when I realized myself that I was on the road to recovery, and I just kept going, and I just kept telling anyone and everyone who would listen.
Right, and that's what we're doing here. That's what we keep saying about this heart campaign, and I want to tell everybody, just check out heartdroprather.com. It has the whole story there, I mean, really, and more of what Don is saying. And you can also call 877-928-8822. We're talking about, especially Extendivite comes in the different forms. So you saw it. It's amazing. As you said, you were told over and over again that the heart doesn't rebuild itself. What was your wife's reaction to that? She had to be just as astonished, too, and happy, obviously.
Well, I don't know if we should go there. You know what wives are like, you know? You can never do anything right. Even when you do. But, no, she was happy because I was happy. And, you know, that's all that matters. I mean, she knew that, you know, I was going to be able to continue supporting her into the lifestyle she would have liked to have become accustomed to. And, you know, that things weren't going to change dramatically in our world. But, you know, things changed anyways because I gave up being a roofing contractor and got involved in helping people help themselves either prevent or overcome heart-related ailments. And, you know, it has been a wonderful, wonderful 14 years. It has been the ride of my life. And, you know, when people call and tell us how much we've changed their life and how they're able to, you know, at least live on their own and look after themselves right up until God calls them home. I mean, that's really what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And in the 14 years, you've heard all kinds of stories. We've shared some of them on the air. Ed, in listening to us in Austin, Texas, one of our big affiliates, they run us actually in their morning, right before their morning drive. He heard us talking about things that have happened to people and as they started taking it, what were the changes they saw. And what his question was, what about blood pressure-y kind of things? That's all related certainly to the heart, and talking about even cholesterol numbers, because we've mentioned that. I've mentioned that a ton. That's probably why he's asking that question. And you've gotten that from people.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, what we do is our product normalizes blood pressure. So if it's high, we bring it back to normal. If it's low, we bring it back up to normal. But what happens is some people, their blood pressure is good, but they're on medication. Mm-hmm. And as they start taking our product, they notice that their blood pressure seems to go a little lower. Well, this is where you really have to start working with your doctor and saying, Doc, you know, my blood pressure's low. Do you think we should lower my pharmaceutical medication, my blood pressure medication? But, you know, some people don't do that. They just stop taking our product, and they don't take the Extendivite anymore. And I kind of, you know, I hit myself in the head and go, what's wrong with this picture? Why wouldn't you go to your doctor and say, can you lower my medication because my blood pressure is lower? You know, that's all you have to do. If you notice that you're a little lightheaded, you know, get to see your doctor and find out what's going on. I had one lady, she used to have all these side effects after she took her blood pressure medication in the morning. And it turns out her blood pressure was normal, but the blood pressure medication would drop her blood pressure. And if she went out in the morning to shop or something, she felt really lightheaded and like she was going to be sick and have to go home. But, you know, she went to see her doctor and said, you know, what's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with this picture? So now probably she's fine. She can go out whenever she wants. Is that now what has happened to her? I'm certain.
Well, she didn't realize that, you know, it was that. Well, she was thinking that maybe it was the drug.
Right.
But, you know, and then when she went and talked to her doctor and the doctor said, well, you know, we should try, you know, letting you go without your medication for a while. And yes, she was able to stop it because it was the reason that was causing her lightheadedness in the morning. Because her blood pressure was going so low that, you know, it wasn't good for her. It wasn't healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. And you say this all the time. So much of it is about the nutrients, and that's the problem, not getting the nutrients from our food. We're not getting it. The soil is different. Isn't that the gist of what we're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I say all the time, that, you know, Extendivite is food for your body to repair the damages that are done so that we can, you know, get on with our life. And that's what the plaque buildup, the cholesterol is all about. The cholesterol, in my opinion, is just a Band-Aid over top of a damaged artery, which is the muscle, and we're not getting the right nutrients to repair that damage, and that's what Extendivite is all about. And on our website, heartdrop.com, you know, I list what some of the benefits of the herbs are and also the nutrient levels, including the vitamins. And most people don't realize that, you know, cayenne has more vitamin C than oranges. And the other herbs, all of the nutrients that are there, their whole job is to help repair the damage in your body, fight off any fungus and virus, and get you healthy.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until I saw that, and that's what we've been talking about. What an education it is that, you know, it's like we're talking about with cayenne, the red peppers, as you say, more than oranges, and that's not the way people think because we've been taught, oh, a glass of orange juice every day, or have an orange slice here and there, but it's still not enough because you won't get enough from that, right?
That's right, including the soil now. I mean, they're saying that you have to eat 4 times the fruit and vegetables to get the same nutrients that we got just 75 years ago. You know, there has been so many changes in the nutrient levels of our soil and of our food, and most of our food is green harvested, so it never, ever reached ripeness in the soil where it belonged, but the soil can't give it the nutrients that we need nowadays. We've just ruined our topsoil.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't hesitate. Check all this information out because it is such a great website, heartdrop.com, 877-928-8822. Don, I always love talking to you, man. Continue to be heart healthy.
Well, stay healthy.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
That I wobbled in my walk and I'm trembling. That's right, you got me shaking. When you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart starts doing that Saint Rita dance and I'm fancy.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very pleased to catch up with Dr. Russell Silverstein from Dallas's Nephrology Associates Nephrology. Now, that's a million-dollar word. You say that, and I know the doctor's going to tell me this. People don't know what it means, but it's very important because, let me tell you, 1 in 10 Americans are affected and have to go to people like Dr. Silverstein, and a lot of times they don't get there soon enough, and the idea is to get ahead of that curve. And, of course, we're talking about the doc being a kidney specialist. Doctor, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Is that when you're like at a cocktail party and you say, "Oh, you're a doctor. You're a doctor of what? Nephrology." And then people kind of pretend they know what it means, unless they have someone in their family who's been to a nephrologist in the past. Do you kind of get that reaction?
Yes, I do, because it's a mouthful of words, but it is very important. I'm a physician who assists in the management of kidney disease from many causes, predominantly diabetes and hypertension, are what we most normally see as the reason that our patients have chronic kidney disease.
Yeah, how prevalent is diabetes? I mean, we keep hearing about all these studies, scary, scary stuff, that people don't even know they have it. And, of course, we know some of the reasons, the eating habits and exercise and all of that. But have you, as a doctor specializing in this, have you seen that number shoot up significantly?
I have. Diabetes is the most common cause of kidney failure in the United States. And we estimate about 26 million Americans now are living with chronic kidney disease, and as you said, Kate, so many million more are even unaware that they could have chronic kidney disease and could be at risk. And the unfortunate thing is, as we grow older, the risk of diabetes certainly increases.
Yeah, so early detection obviously is important. What are some things that, are there signs, or are there something people can look for?
Unfortunately, initially, it is not detected unless you go see a physician and he checks your blood sugar, checks your blood pressure, and looks at your urine if there is protein. So protein in the urine is the earliest sign of kidney disease. And kidney damage, Kate, can be detected with an assessment of blood pressure, as I mentioned, along with simple urine and blood tests.
So when you, and of course, you know, you have a group of associates, you so specialize in this, and obviously the important thing is you're trying to help patients as much as you can, I would assume, to partially avoid dialysis, because, you know, that's what you think of in your mind, the worst case scenario. Oh my gosh, dialysis, which, of course, dialysis today versus what it was, I'm sure, 40 years ago is very different. But do you get, when people come to see you and they find out, oh, kidney problems, is that, are they thinking that initially, oh, do I have to have dialysis and what is that?
Yes, absolutely. They're worried that they're going to need dialysis or even a kidney transplant. And if we can see these patients along with their primary care doctor and document that they have chronic kidney disease, we are able to help them. And the earlier we can detect that there is a problem, then we can begin assessing exactly what medicines that they need. We do know that African Americans and Hispanics are at a higher risk for chronic kidney disease. Obesity has been associated with a higher risk of developing kidney disease. And there are certain medicines that we can prescribe that will help preserve kidney function and reduce the progression of kidney disease.
Somebody asked me this the other day, so it was perfect that we were having you on the show. What's a kidney number? They said, you know, check with your doctor, find out about the kidney number. What does that mean?
Well, those patients who are at high risk, and I think we've already discussed those, of developing chronic kidney disease, it is important that they know their kidney number, just as we all know our cholesterol level, and many men even track their PSA or prostatic specific antigen level. So the kidney number is a measure of kidney function, and it's based on the amount of a substance called creatinine in the blood. Then we will categorize patients between 1 and 5 as what kind of damage that you have. Chronic kidney disease stage 1 certainly is better than chronic kidney disease stage 5. And we're able to help patients the earlier we can see these patients and help detect chronic kidney disease if that's what they have and prescribe an effective regimen for them.
Yeah. Now, let's say the worst case scenario, somebody has to have a kidney transplant, but then now we've seen, and you guys are specialists in this, we've seen the success, the lives that people have been leading with the kidney transplants. How much has that medicine changed? Because you guys have to be doing something right, frankly, doctor, because I've met a couple people that have had kidney problems, that have had severe kidney problems, that had to get a transplant. And it's amazing to me, I guess, as somebody who's not a doctor, to see how long they've lived and the kind of healthy lives they can live. Has there been vast improvements, it seems, in this area?
Yes, there absolutely has. These medicines work to reduce morbidities, that's complications of issues with chronic kidney disease, and certainly mortality. Side effects are much less than they used to be. But, of course, we want to prevent patients needing a kidney transplant or needing dialysis, and we're able to do that by controlling blood sugars and blood pressures as early as possible and putting patients on the correct medication regimen to help preserve kidney function and to keep that kidney number as low as possible.
Yeah, so we go back to that number, how important that number is once you know that, you know, what you're looking at. The thing that we keep hearing, and I mentioned this just briefly, touched on at the beginning, is the whole thing about, oh, obesity, this is causing the spike in diabetes. Is that true? I mean, is it the dietary changes? You've got to start making them little things here and there to prevent going down that road in the first place?
Absolutely. Obesity in itself can cause chronic kidney disease. And if you are overweight, losing just 10% of your body weight can help control blood pressure and diabetes, and that in itself will help preserve kidney function.
Ooh, 10%. You know, there's people listening to us that are thinking, 10%, I know I can get there, Doc. 10%, I can start with that. Because I think that sometimes before people make changes, they become overwhelmed with, oh, man, I have such a long road to go. I'm just not, you know, I think I'll start next week. I'll start the next week after that. You probably hear that from patients, don't you?
Yes, we do, and there's plenty of time. I mean, 10% may sound like a lot, but we have months to years to continue to reduce the weight by a good exercise program and a good dietary program.
Yeah. The across the board, when we talk about kidney disease, or what are the big age groups for kidney disease, or is it just across the board?
I take care of adult populations, but pediatric patients can have chronic kidney disease, and adult patients all across the board, from early in their teens to in their 90s. And the predominant reason is both diabetes first, hypertension second, and then patients who are obese can develop both diabetes and hypertension, and that's why weight loss program and exercise is so very important as part of your healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And with the hypertension too, what causes that? I mean, is that stress? Is that low sleep? Is that just a combination of factors?
We don't know why a lot of patients develop hypertension. Certainly it is in the family, but it doesn't need to be. Obesity will cause hypertension. If you have chronic kidney disease, a complication of chronic kidney disease can be hypertension, and diabetes can also cause hypertension. So all of these factors are so very important, and if your doctor would make sure that you're prescribed the correct medicines to reduce your blood pressure, control your diabetes, and preserve kidney function by the appropriate medicines, you as a patient will be so better off.
Dr. Silverstein, thanks so much for coming on the air. And now, thanks to you, I definitely can answer what a nephrologist does, by the way.
That's wonderful, Kate. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for coming on. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.